It's Monday morning, the 24th of April. It's 11 minutes after 11, and Andrew Corry's with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back, because last time you were here, Andrew, you were heading for London for the Blog Awards.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, because you are known very widely as the Kinran blogger.
I am.
You keep us up to date with all things Kinran. And how did it go? The awards ceremony and everything. What was it like being in London at a huge ceremony like that?
It was a fantastic opportunity, fantastic occasion. Yeah. Apologies for my voice.
Oh, you're suffering a bit. Yeah. Oh, no.
The awards was held in the Park Plaza Hotel. Fantastic central position of London, overlooking Big Ben.
Mm.
Held in a fantastic location with 600 attendees, with 250-ish finalists. Unfortunately, I didn't win my category, but it wasn't really the point of why I was there.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's the taking part, as we always know, don't we? I mean, it's nice to win these things, but being invited, being nominated, however it works in the first place, you were there. So what sort of competition were you up against then? Tell us the sort of things that people were blogging about and why they won.
In regards to the full awards, it was blogs from... in my category, it was weddings and events, which is understandable. You know exactly what's going on there.
Kinran would fit into that, yes.
Yeah. People were blogging about mental health, parenting, lifestyle, just... full spectrum of
everything
of
you
subjects.
Could ever imagine. Yeah. You were only one or two of County Durham people. It was very few from County Durham, am I right?
I was the only one from County Durham.
The only one from County Durham, right.
But one of seven in the North East.
Right.
And unfortunately, nobody in the North East won either.
The North East didn't win anything? No. Shock horror. But we were there, we were represented, and
we were represented.
That's the important thing.
Absolutely.
That's the important thing. Yeah. So can you remember who won? Or was it all different categories?
It was all different categories. There was 34 different awards on the night.
Oh, wow.
In my category, it was a blog called Whisper and Blush. But looking at the rivals, let's say, before the awards, that was the one I would have picked out as a winner. So...
Right, okay. So why would you have chosen that if you were one of the judges? What stood out about that particular blog for you?
The way their layout looked, it was very professionally done.
Yeah.
Content was really good. Photos offset it really well. Just came across as a good blog, really.
Yeah.
But I found out on Friday they actually won last year's as well. So they're two years run.
Oh, right. Okay. So I wonder what that's all about, then. Whisper and Blush. What did they blog about with Whisper and Blush?
Whisper and Blush was all about weddings and fashion and that sort of aspect. Certainly not what into.
Not what Kinran does.
No.
Not really. No. Well, it's interesting to know that as a participant... you would have chosen that as the winner anyway. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I support the girls afterwards. Really nice girls. But no, that stood out for me.
Yeah. And Andrew, so you're fresh back from London.
I am.
And you went down to Kinran on Saturday night. And you were just telling me that a stage one rehearsal was taking place.
It wasn't. It was.
Could you explain that to us? What's a stage one rehearsal?
Basically... on Saturday night was the first on-stage rehearsal. All the rehearsals that have been done prior to this have been rehearsed in, like, barns, just getting choreography right. But
yes.
this is the first stage rehearsal where people are positioned in actual areas of the stage. So the full sequence of each
event. I was going to say, let's just set the scene for... if you've not been to see Kinran, and I'm one of them, but I have had a sneaky look behind the scenes... the stage is a huge field and a lake and hills and buildings and tracks and all sorts, railway tracks and heaven knows what else. It's all going on. It's all singing, all dancing. So the stage is huge.
It is.
It's a massive field, basically, with buildings that come up out of nowhere and disappear again.
Yeah, that's true.
It's quite magic. So this performance then, this rehearsal was putting people in the places they're going to be.
They were running through particular scenes.
Yeah.
And each volunteer will get an idea of where they're going to be actually physically standing on stage for each choreography performance. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Gosh. And what was that like to see? Oh, were you taking part in it?
I wasn't taking part on Saturday because I was just coming back from London.
Right.
But obviously we saw elements of it last year.
Yes.
But it's just a fantastic... We were saying on Saturday, when you go down to Kinran, it feels like a bit of a magical place. It's like if you go to Disneyland, you get that sort of little magic about
it. Yeah, you can feel it, yeah.
But once you're down there, you don't want to come away. The people just make you want to stay.
Mm.
So the volunteers make the true Kinran.
Yeah, yeah.
And the show makes the big performance.
Yeah, it's fairly spectacular from what I've heard. And I've seen photographs, and that's about as far as it goes. So I'm looking forward to it immensely.
And it goes up levels this year.
Yeah.
It was tremendous last year, but it goes up levels this year.
I believe so. And we even have Boudica now.
We do.
Fabulous. On her white steed.
First performance is Saturday, the 1st of July. And the last training will probably be the week prior. But obviously the start times of the shows change throughout the course of the summer. They start slightly later in July, and then they gradually get slightly earlier in September.
Right, okay. Because the light has to be just right for some of these scenes, I believe.
It does, yeah. Just with the lighting and the fireworks, you know, obviously there's no point in them going off if it's still bright.
No, indeed not, no. All right then, so we'll take another piece of music. Now, you've chosen a piece of music here.
This one's for all the Kinran Archers, and it's Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis.
That's a lively little number, isn't it? That's for all the archers, I do believe. Is that right?
It is, yeah.
All the archers at Kinran. So the Kinran blog continues then. What sort of things might we be expecting to find in the Kinran blog over the next coming weeks or months, Andrew?
Well, certainly in regards to the future of the blog, I'm going to look to do some more guest contributions with other archers so they can tell their own story now that I've got this bigger audience that are viewing it. Volunteers within the technical team, the show teams, the animals, the operations, experience, they can all have their say and all put their little side of their own story within Kinran's bigger picture. And it's going to give people opportunities to write if they have a passion, just as I've developed a passion.
So the Kinran blog will be continuing. Well, it's a little window into Kinran, isn't it?
It is.
It's very important that you keep that going.
Absolutely. It shows a different side of the whole project.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew, well, thank you for coming in this morning. It's been lovely to speak to you again, and a nice opportunity to follow up to your trip to London and the blog awards. And, you know, it's sad you didn't win, but you were there.
It was all about the exposure.
Absolutely.
Not just for the project, but for the town as well of Bishop Auckland. And I'd like to think I've achieved what I went out for.
Well, you've spread the word even further, haven't you?
That was a plan.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And you did it.
Thank you.
You did it. Well done.